Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Brigham Hoig, and should be familiar with Brigham. She is the Cass County Wellness Coordinator and also the manager for Produce in the Park. So good morning to you, Brigham.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm looking forward to Christmas Market.
So am I.
Yes. First, I want to just relate. People go, Christmas Market. What's that? So relate it to Harvest Market. I think a lot of people know about Harvest Market.
Absolutely. So Christmas Market, just like Harvest Market, is a farmer's market by Produce in the Park. And for years, we've had Harvest Market a couple days before Thanksgiving. And last year, we said, hey, you know what? We've got the producers, and we've got the excellent products to do winter farmer's markets for multiple winter holidays. So we started Christmas Market. And so December 23rd, 2 days before Thanksgiving, we're going to have a winter farmer's market at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic.
Okay, December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas. And, of course, last year it was only pre-order and drive-through, but that's changed this year.
That's right. And so it's actually going to be both pre-order and in-person shopping. Now, I will note pre-order is now open, and it's open through Monday, December 20th. We have to cut it off a couple days before because you might imagine some of these pre-order products are like gourmet cheesecakes and pies that need just a little bit of time for your order.
Yes.
And so there are some products that are only available pre-order, including those cheesecakes, pies. We have a fresh Italian food truck that's coming to Christmas Market, but they are offering take and bake meals for two or four people. And those are only offered via pre-order. So if you want a pre-order, you want to go to www.produceintheparkatlanticiowa, spell out every word, .com.
All right. And there then there's the list, I think in alphabetical order. Is that correct, pretty much?
Yeah, the list, it kind of goes by, we have one website run by Produce in the Park where you can pre-order, and then we've got some vendors that offer pre-orders through their own website. Yep.
Okay. And so I'm most familiar with the Produce in the Park one, and the other thing in addition to lists, there's a lot of pictures.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So if you
check
like
out what the products look like.
Yes. If you like to shop by picture, well, there's your opportunity. And as you said, better be doing that now. We have a few days, and we'll remind people here before we leave of when that is. Well, let's talk about what there might be at Christmas Market. And the first area let's talk about is produce, because people are going, December 23rd, and we have fresh local produce?
Yes, I know. This is like, first of all, produce is what makes a farmer's market. You have to have a couple produce vendors in order to qualify as a farmer's market, and I'm delighted that we have plenty. So we've got Bridgewater Farm, which does organic produce, and they have excellent varieties. Spinach, beets, carrots, kohlrabi, potatoes, sweet potatoes, squash, turnips, just all sorts of stuff. We've got our local Erickson Foods that folks are familiar with carrots and squash and potatoes, Harrisdale Farmstead. I think those are our three produce vendors this time, but that's a lot of great produce.
It certainly is, and I'm going to be picking out one, because there's so many to choose from, but I'm just thinking, a fresh spinach salad for Christmas? What could be better than that?
Yes, absolutely.
So another whole area of food products are those sweet kind of things, the desserts, the snacks, the cookies. We have some of those, too.
Other thing you're going to notice about Christmas Market, we have some excellent dessert vendors, and we've got excellent variety. I am pretty excited. LaVon, we've got a couple new dessert vendors who have just started their businesses near us, and one of those is Mandy's Sweet Tooth Confections out of Lewis, and Mandy is bringing homemade pies, sugar cookie bars, cupcakes, cookie trays, candy bars and fudge, savory pretzel and other Chex mixes, and other desserts.
Well, what more do you need?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
And then there are a couple of other vendors that kind of fit that category.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Frosting Inc. is a new business out of Avoca, and Kim sold out like right away at Harvest Market, and we were so excited to have her back. Cupcakes, cookies, hot cocoa bombs, and more. You can also pre-order from Kim. Then, relatedly, we've got Brunco Farm selling pies and raspberry danishes, and that leads me into, we've got a number of vendors with delicious pastries. We've got wine bread pastries from TJ's Kitchen. Of course, we've got Kringle Man with all his delicious varieties as well. So honestly, we're going to have sweet treats that you can eat all through Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, and Christmas Day.
Yes. And you could probably even freeze a few if you want to keep them till the new year. I mean, these are most of them very freezable, and you just stretch it out a little bit if you want to. So then another group of items are those things that could serve as guests or gifts for, you might want to take one when you go as a hostess gift, or maybe you need to wrap something up at the very last minute.
Yep. I also think of like stocking stuffers. We've got just all sorts of things. We have an excellent variety of really high quality soaps and other bath and body products. We've got our smudge vendor out of Audubon that's been with us always during the summer. We've got Desiree Farm soaps with those just really lovely goat milk soaps. And we've got a couple of other vendors that have joined us too in that category. We've got, I'm losing my place on this spreadsheet. We've got Sweet Sisters Vegan bringing soaps as well, and maybe a couple others. But when we move beyond the beauty products, we've got other nice gifts as well, including like wooden different trays and different ornaments and decorations. We've got Huga Cottage selling some children's books and little bird and squirrel feeders. So just all sorts of fun things.
And some of those you mentioned, they're very unique. You can't go to Omaha and buy them. These are locally done by local folks and using their creativity to share with everybody. So, you're going to find something that you couldn't find driving 50 miles away. And why drive 50 miles away when you can do it right here?
Yeah.
And, have we talked about where it is at, where it's being held?
Good point. So Christmas Market is going to be at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic, and that is the big building that's up the hill from the fairgrounds. That's the easiest way to remember it. The address is 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic.
And that's where Harvest Market was held, and it's some of you know the drive-in food pickups. That's where that's held. So a lot of people should know that building. But this time it's for Christmas Market. And what a great opportunity to get a plan ahead a little bit. What is it you want? And especially important that you might order online, even if you're going to pick it up yourself. Ordering online could be a good thing to do.
Yes. I think especially like if you want a particular pie or cheesecake, or, you just want to be sure that you can get in and out of that market very quickly because you're getting on the road or you're ready to do your next thing, I highly recommend pre-ordering. My favorite thing to do is to pre-order and then also shop in person.
Yes. Sounds like a good plan. And I know you have it all set up, and of course, masks are recommended, but you also have space between vendors, and so it's a safe market. So tell us again, if we're going to order online, when and where we go on the web.
Sure. Yep. So pre-ordering is open online through Monday, December 20th. You want to go to www.produceinthepark.atlanticiowa.com. Spell out all of those words, spell out Iowa. And then from there, you'll be able to see our whole list of vendors, and you'll be directed to where to click to pre-order.
All right. It's pretty easy. The first time through, you might kind of go, I'm not sure about this. Once you've done it, you'll find it's really, really easy to do. And what a great opportunity to just share lots of good things with a lot of your friends and your family. Again, yes. December 23rd is the date if you want to come in person, 3 to 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Brigham Hoig, who is our Cass County Wellness Coordinator and also Manager of Produce in the Park. And until next time, here's a thought. He who has not Christmas in his heart will never find it under a tree.